Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Text from the 985, you love you some Joe. Boy, I would have never had a comment like that just 2 months ago. I'm the one who a year and a half ago was sitting here doing shows about how Joe Oliva needed to be removed, needed to be fired because of his track record, his long one of bad decisions at LSU. I've done so many shows on that. Now he's gone. It's not that Joe Oliva shouldn't be gone. It's the timing of this. And let's not play coy here. We know why he's gone. He was reportedly forced out by some very powerful boosters who didn't like how he handled the Will Wade situation. It's not that hard. Let's bring on in Mike Scarborough to talk about it, publisher and editor at TigerBaits.com. Mike, what's going on? What a busy day. And the news of Oliva this morning and the news of Woodward tonight, it's a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. We kind of thought that it might be a little bit slower news-wise, but no, this is, you know, it's kind of been the worst-kept secret for several weeks. The only difference is we thought that, yeah, Oliva would be out, and we were waiting, well, is today the day or is tomorrow the day? And that went on for about 10 days. But, you know, for the last 2 weeks, we all thought that there was a good chance that Virge Ausberry would be the interim and that he had a good chance of being the permanent athletic director to replace Joe Oliva. And then Scott Woodward came out, and I think when we finally get our press conference and he's introduced as the head coach, I think what I'm going to find very interesting is who the go-betweens were, who was it that he was dealing with, how did it come about, when did it start, the discussions, because I have a feeling just based on the players involved, the actors, and how it had to have happened, I have a strong suspicion that it's probably the Tiger Athletic Foundation and higher-ups there, because the reason why Joe Oliva is out, like you said, is dollars. It's you've got too many people that cut big checks that have basically said, you know, I'm not writing any more checks until there's a change. And I think that, you know, look, just months ago, you're looking at a football coach that's won 10 games, a top-ranked recruiting class, one of the top three or four in the country. A basketball team on their way to winning an SEC championship, baseball team preseason ranked number one in the country, and Joe Oliva's thinking he's going to waltz through the Board of Supervisors and get an extension and a pay raise, and now look what's happened. It's astonishing.
Yeah, and I'm like I said in my opening, Mike, I believe Oliva should have been gone a few years ago, and I've done shows on it here. Now we know, and I'm hearing what you're hearing, that this was about unhappiness with boosters and members of TAF. But I don't understand exactly what they wanted Oliva to do in the Will Wade situation when he wouldn't meet with his bosses. Are you on the same page with me there, Mike?
And I will say in Oliva's defense – that I you know, look, he got tarnished with that. He didn't want to make that move. That was forced on him. He didn't want to indefinitely suspend Will Wade. You know, and if you want to go back, you know, I was on a show in Jacksonville yesterday, and you know, of course, those people over there remember the hurricane situation and the postponement of the football game, and they can't stand Oliva there. You know. But you can go back to the Jimbo Fisher thing in 2016, 15, and the decision to keep Les Miles. Well, you know, Oliva didn't want to do that. He had Jimbo Fisher lined up. He had the rug pulled out from him there. So I think part of his issue has been lack of charisma, not very good with the media. He wasn't a fundraiser. And, you know, there's just been one thing after another, you know, you can talk about coaches getting contracts that they shouldn't get. And people have had it. It just, you know, it got to the point where enough was enough.
Who is doing the rug pulling, Mike? Because I, again, have heard the same exact things through this, that Oliva wanted to make those moves and he wasn't allowed to. Is that F. King? Is that the Regents? Is that Taft? Who is that?
Yeah, it's F. King. That's F. King. And look, it's I kind of feel like F. King, and I'm not defending Joe Oliva by any stretch, but I do think a lot of the stuff that's, you know, I don't know what his approval rating would be amongst LSU fans, Oliva's. You know, I, if it's above single digits, I'd be amazed. But I think some of it is almost where F. King probably owes him an apology because, you know, Oliva fell on the sword multiple times for decisions that F. King made. And that was the decision to keep Les Miles after that A&M win. And, you know, that decision was only good for four more games the following season, and the move was made.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to shed any tears for Joe Oliva and his $600,000 a year salary. He made his own bet here. It was pastime in my mind for LSU to move on. Talking to Mike Scarborough, publisher and editor at TigerBaits.com, at Scarborough Mike on Twitter. Okay, let's talk Scott Woodward. And he's been linked to LSU for, boy, it seems like a decade now, Mike, and he's an LSU grad. He's from Baton Rouge, and now he's on his way here.
Very likable. You know, if you would have said, you know, and I put it on my site for years, discussing future athletics directors, you know, I always thought Herb Vincent would be the guy, a guy that probably felt he needed to leave Baton Rouge in order to come back, number two guy at the SEC office. But Woodward was always – but you just, who would have thought that Woodward would have become available? Talking to guys in College Station this morning – you know, his relationship with the chancellor was not so hot. While it was great with the president, it wasn't a money deal at all. But like you said, Catholic high school graduate, Baton Rouge native, graduated of LSU, was at LSU under Mark Emmert, followed Mark Emmert to Washington, was the AD there. So you have to like the fact that he's, you know, had success at Washington and Texas A&M, a Baton Rouge native, so he's got the combination of a lot of things. He's homegrown, but he's also an outsider that's going to has seen been a part of two successful programs outside of LSU. Got to like that connection to Mark Emmert, which is started, which you could say was the golden era of LSU athletics earlier this century. So they're absolutely sick in College Station. I got a relationship with all the guys at TexAgs.com and, you know, looking at their fans on their message board, it's 3 o'clock this afternoon. The thread was 22 pages long of the meltdown of the Aggie fans. They know how special he was. So to get him here at LSU is a big coup, and major kudos to whoever it was in the TAF, and I'm sure those names and how it came about will be revealed once we finally get an official release and an introductory press conference and those interviews start to happen.
What do you think the dynamic is going to be like between Woodward and Coach O, who somehow doesn't have the support of a very large part of the LSU fan base still, and, of course, Will Wade, who's surrounded still by this ongoing saga with the FBI investigation?
Well, you know, I kind of joked in it half-heartedly today that, you know, I was like, well, what's the chance that Woodward reached out to his old boss and longtime friend Mark Emmert, who's now the head of the NCAA, and said, you know, what's the extent of this issue with this guy that I'm fixing to be his boss, Will Wade? I kind of put together a piece on the site a few hours ago. You know, what are some of these coaches thinking about who their new boss is going to be or how he looks at them? And, you know, certainly Ed Orgeron's on no hot seat. He won 10 games, won a big New Year's Day Bowl win in the Fiesta Bowl. But at the same time, there's also a lot of pressure on him this upcoming season. He's not going to be on any hot seat lists and throughout the summer in anybody's college football previews. But he's also in a position where he can't be going in December talking about how he's excited at the opportunity to get a 10th win in a bowl game. No, he has to have 10 wins, possibly 11 wins in November. That's how high the expectations are going to be for this upcoming football season with what he's got returning and a very favorable football schedule with A&M, Auburn, and Florida at home. Of course, Alabama on the road, pivotal game at Texas week two. But, yeah, 10-2 or 11-1 is not unrealistic expectations for this LSU football season. And and there's always the old saying that every athletic director is judged by his head football coach hire. I don't think that Ed Orgeron needs to try and measure up for Woodward, but there are high expectations this upcoming football season, and that's how he'll be judged. We'll see what happens with Will Wade and what might come down the pike with the issues with him. Paul Maneri, biggest one everybody points to also is Nikki Fargus in women's basketball. So a lot of people want the compliance office to be restructured and some new faces there. You just wonder if 6 months, a year from now, if you look at the roster of LSU athletic department personnel, how different might it look a year or so from now?
Finally, Mike, talking to Mike Scarborough of TigerBait.com, you're one of the most connected people out there with LSU recruiting, and there's lots of discussion now that Will Wade's been reinstated about a 2019 class that right now is ranked 90th nationally and second to last in the SEC. What do we know about a couple? I think there's one 5-star guy, a 4-star guy out of Florida that's still on LSU's radar. Do we know anything else about those possible recruits?
I think LSU can still finish with a very strong recruiting class. I think Trendon Wofford, the big time, high 4-star, possibly 5-star forward from Birmingham, Alabama, Mountain Brook. I still think LSU is the team to beat for him. He's an absolute stud. Lester Kionis from IMG Academy, swing guard. And then Kadeem Sy, power forward, I talked to him a few days ago, and he's working on scheduling his official visit to LSU. So those are the three kids that were the guys to pay attention to in recruiting before Will Wade was indefinitely suspended, and that's still the case. I think they can land two of those three, Wofford and Kionis, and then when you get Skylar Mays, Smart, and Emmett Williams to come back, which I think that's highly probable, you're right back to where you thought LSU would be before LSU indefinitely suspended Will Wade. So I think this class can finish very strong with what he's got on the board.
Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com. He's covering the heck out of the Scott Woodward potential and incoming hire, and, of course, the Joe Oliva situation and everything recruiting. Mike, always appreciate the chats, man. We'll talk again soon. Thanks
so much. All right, Seth. Talk soon. Thanks.
All right, you bet. At Scarborough, Mike on Twitter. And, again, I'm sure you bookmark TigerBait.com. Open lines the rest of the hour now. I know a lot of you want to sound off, especially if our text line is any indication. 504-260-1870. That's area code 504-260-1870, and our text line, 870-870. I'm Seth Dunlap. Logan's behind the glass tonight. It's the last lap on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.